Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
A Florida man in Port Orange, Charles Nelson, was booked into Volusia County Jail because he snatched the purses from two women, one 77-year-old and one 64-year-old. The 64-year-old said Nelson jumped her in the CVS parking lot. She said she didn't notice him at the time. As she was getting into her car, he ran, huffing and puffing. She said it was about 9:30 in the morning. And she said as he was taking her purse, she was so shocked, he knocked her over and then just pulled it really hard. And then she said, before he ran away, he said, "I'm sorry, ma'am." He didn't get far. They were able to catch him. He confessed to both. And then another, apparently, in South Daytona. And so she was able to get everything back, but she said she's going to carry mace or, I'm just saying, or a gun. You have to carry a firearm to protect your life. But, Dana, why would you risk your... somebody's life for possessions? They're the ones who are gambling their lives to steal possessions, not you protecting what you have in your life. You have no idea. Are you supposed to guess when someone comes running up to you, like what it is that they intend to do? Good grief. Also, this is just so dumb. So this guy is a prohibited possessor. He's apparently a violent felon, and he was live streaming on social media. This 21-year-old apparently has a long record. And while he was streaming on social media, he shot himself in the leg by accident. Yeah, for clicks, apparently. No, he was in possession of a sawed-off shotgun. Deputies with the Hernando County Sheriff's Office responded after he shot himself in the leg. He had posted photos of himself on social media, even though he literally is a felon and is not allowed to possess a firearm, was still showing that he was in possession. And then he shot himself during a live stream. Our partners that bring you free radio, I'm going to see them this weekend, our good friends at Kel-Tec, the P15, the lightest, the thinnest. Double stack 9mm on the market. It's lighter and thinner than my 43X. And when I first was reading the specs for the P15, I'm like, no way. There's no way. Because I'm like, 43X was like a little cricket. This is amazing. The P15, you have two versions. You have the metal version and the polymer version. Of course, I mean, you know, these are the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. So, of course, they're going to perfect it with the P15. You get to choose, it comes with two mags, so you get to choose which one you want to run with. Standard 15-round magazine, got minimal pinky extension. If you went super concealability, you got the flush-fit double-stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic two-dot rear, keeps you on target any situation. It's just absolutely ideal. And I got to tell you, I have both, but I really, really love the metal frame version because I love that walnut grip. It's just so James Bondish. You know, it's just a very classic look, very great feel, and it's ideal for concealed carry self-defense. And, of course, firearms from Kel-Tec are all quality made right here in the U.S. of A. So, again, game-changing innovation and performance with the new P15 9mm, the lightest, thinnest, and powerful. You don't lose stopping power, easily concealable. Learn more at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
Like, I have white guy tacos and
what is that?
Black,
like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No. Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
What the hell is this even? I'm not going to sit here and do interviews about my policy, but some conversation about tacos. Welcome back to the program where today everything is stupid. We got chonky white dude Minnesota tacos, skibbity toilet, and monkeypox. Yay! Dana Lash here with you at the top of the second hour. Buckle up. If you're listening to us, obviously, you can listen to us on the radio. You can watch us. If you're watching me, you're watching me. Oh, Channel 347 DirecTV, also Rumble, where the conversation happens, X. So I don't know what the hell this was. What was this about? You stupid white person and your tacos. Who eats tacos like that, first off, with the mayonnaise and tuna? That's not a taco. That's like a fancy tostada.
But then he said meat and
sushi
cheese.
Sushi style.
And meat and cheese is literally what you
put in a taco. I've been at the border. I've been to Latin American country. Guess what? That's what they put on there. What? You mean Hispanic people have access to things like meat and cheese?
I think the white people part, though, was the fact that they didn't season it, right? Like, it's not seasoned.
Like, okay, can I just say that people who think that, like, Mexican food or South America is, like, super seasoned, they're messed up. It's not. Not everything is flipping Tex-Mex, guys. I mean, it's actually, it's stark. There's a stark contrast. Kane, I think you'll agree.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you can actually taste the meat. It's not just like, all, here's a half a bottle of some spices. I mean, there's spice and there's hot sauce, but I've noticed that it's always these, like, limousine liberals who think that Hispanic people have way more spice and sauce than, and you can't taste anything.
What did Hillary have in her purse?
She fake carried hot sauce in her purse.
She sure did.
That's why she got to say that it was racist to not vote for her. Remember in 2016? Because she carried hot sauce on her swag bag. That's what it, just saying. Oh my gosh. Oh, L-O-R-T. Oh my lord. Just can't even. So, some of the responses to this, Kamala's relaxed and confident demeanor and Waltz's self-deprecating humor, none of it was funny. Yes, people, I know this is like really apparently funny to Marxist boomers, but some people like different levels of spice. Okay, and I mean, this looks, it's staged and it looks contrived. And I don't even know, this is how they're trying to humanize themselves. They're so bad. It's like trying to watch two robots humanize themselves. I also like tacos. I like tacos too. What do you put on your tacos? Meat and cheese. It's like, okay, good job, guys. Food. I put food on my tacos. I mean, just so stupid. And then she's all, I was actually the first vice president to grow chili peppers. Oh my God. Well, is that why you didn't make sure that there were tax cuts or anything else, or that, you know, we had a secured border? Because you're too busy growing chili peppers? Is that why? I'm just curious. Is that why? Golly, and the people who are falling all over this is so dumb. I don't know. I can't. By the way, isn't this kind of bigoted? It seems like she's making fun of him. You stupid white person. Why don't you like seasonings? White people hate seasonings. That's what, I'm so tired of this, right? Didn't they freak out over the whole black jobs thing that Trump said?
Yep.
Okay, but this is okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
White tacos good, black jobs bad.
Yeah, okay, well. This is so just bad. I can't. It's very not good. So it's just so cringe. And he tries to be off the cuff, and it's just not, neither of them can do it. He goes, well, I have white guy tacos. What the hell is a white guy taco? It's just ground beef and cheese. Do you have flavor in it? What does that mean? Spice? No, it has no flavor. It all tastes the same. It's amazing, Kamala. My favorite food and flavor and color is beige. Like me, because I'm a white guy. Let's not forget it. I'm just your standard fun white guy dad from Minnesota. Oh! I mean, that's their whole ad. Oh my gosh. I can't. This sounded so staged and it sounded so bad. And I don't know. But it's working on their base eats it up. They love it. I don't know. They think it's great. They love it. Can't even figure that one out, but there it is. Hillsdale College, an actual educational institution in Hillsdale, located in Southern Michigan, a small Christian classical liberal arts college founded in 1844 to pursue truth and defend liberty, hallmarks not just of Hillsdale, but also of our republic. And if you love, you know, if you're a constitutional history buff, if you love Revolutionary War, War of Independence, or the Revolution, the War of Independence, all of that, you will like this video that they have on their site at dana4hillsdale.com. It's a portrayal of Thomas Jefferson. He reflects on the meaning of the Declaration of Independence in a letter that he wrote later in his life. And it's based on an actual real letter that he wrote. And he talks about the applications of all of this for the future. And You can go see this video for free over at Dana4HillsdaleFOR.com. And it's part of Real American Founding a Conversation. And you can deep dive into it. It's just really, it's fascinating. And while you're there, you can also get a free commemorative copy of the Declaration from Hillsdale to keep or pass on to somebody that you might know. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com to view this video. F-O-R, Dana4Hillsdale.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So first up, apparently they say, I've read this studies like this before, lacking purpose in life could signal cognitive decline. I can't imagine not doing anything. That's like why I cannot stand sitting still when I have time off. I cannot imagine not doing anything. I can't imagine not having a project, not doing something. But they did this study, blah, 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 Journal of Neurology, and I don't care. But they did research that has been done a million times before. Yes, you should have like a purpose later in life. Duh. Stay productive. Idle hands are the devil's workshop. There's a reason why all your grannies and grandpas said it. Shake Shack and Serve Robotics have rolled out autonomous sidewalk delivery robots in Los Angeles. Those things are going to get totally jacked. How they look like these cute little bots. They go out, they send little bots out with their little food in it. They're trying to cut down on delivery costs through automation. Everything's going to be automated. Robots are going to run the world. And so we need to run the robots. So they said that they're sending these out to deliver food, and we are going to completely see those jacked. There's going to be a lot of free hamburgers for people. Let's see. In California, a city reached an ultra-rare $1 trillion real estate home value mark, which means fewer people can even afford to live there. Why would anybody want to avoid? Why would anybody want to live there in the first place? They said a California city... I'll save you the click. It's flipping Anaheim. I hate when people do this. They're like, oh, it's surprising. Shut up. No one loves your stories and your banal writing enough to sit here and suffer through this godforsaken clickbait. It's Anaheim. There you go. The Disneyland place. I saved you a click. Ransomware group claims it hacked the Washington Times and it's hosting a data auction on the dark web. What kind of data? Like, I'm just curious. They said that it's a conservative media entity. It's a cyber crime gang. And they said, you can bid on this impressive data. Why would you want it? I'm just curious. They said that they've listed the data at 5 Bitcoin, worth like a little over $295,000. Why would you want it? Like, what are you going to get out of it? I don't understand. Like, what's the point of it? Let's see here. Ooh, Kim.com is set to be extradited from New Zealand to the United States. Yeah, they signed the extradition order for the Mega Upload founder 12 years after the FBI ordered a raid over file sharing. So he follows me on X, facing criminal charges related to the defunct file sharing website Mega Upload. So he's set to be extradited. You know, he's a big time, like, right leaning person, right? Everybody knows that. Why? Yeah. So they signed the extradition order. We'll see what happens. The Democrats don't like him. I know that much. They do not like him. So coming up, I'm going to explain, no offense to anybody, how no tax on tips is a Marxist thing and why we just need no tax, period. That's what we need to just go full on there. Stay with us. Can we talk about her application on her website? Have you guys seen this? I don't have this on the rundown, but I was going to. So on her... When you go to her campaign website, they hit you with all these donations. Like, oh, let's donate here, or donate here. If you want to volunteer, though, you got to sign up and use an application page, right? She doesn't have any policies on her website, but apparently there are like 9 pronouns you can pick. Whoa. Uh-huh.
Only 9? Seems limited.
Does it? Because I was like, I don't know what some of these are. So... Who and who is one. So you have like the basic, you know, your basic, boring, totally not special pronouns, right? You can pick he, him, she, her, they, them. You can also pick who. Fay, fair.
What?
Dude, I don't even know. There's like 18 of them. Fay, fair. What is that? Is that like if you're like a magical creature? I don't understand what that is. Either. Hang on. Who pronoun? What does that even mean? Oh, for the love. It's a gender neutral pronoun set derived from the word human. So it's who, hum, for human. But there's 2 of them still. So that's not gender neutral,
so
right?
It's binary, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's binary.
Oh. So is it next
who,
to
who?
A non-binary choice?
What is, hang on, now I got to look at the, hang on, I got to look, what is the fey pronoun? Let's look at this. This is so stupid. I just want, oh, it's not Celtic, apparently. What is this? What is fey? Why can't I just have it? Oh my gosh, you can actually say fair self. What? So somebody says that they can be fey as a gender, like a fairy. But then they no, you know, I'm like still here on Google, page one scrolling, and there's actual literally no description yet. What's the definition of it? You can say fair self, they're neo pronouns. This is as close as I got. Neo pronouns. Or noun self pronouns. Oh, I guess it is fey folk. Oh my gosh. What? Really? Fey went to the store. So you have the nominative, accusative, pronominal, possessive. Fey walked fair dog today. Oh, well, fey can go blank fair self. Okay? Like that. That helps you. Right? Oh, fey can take fair self to hell. How about that? Like, see, does that make sense? So that's an actual thing. She has, I mean, tons of pronouns you can pick. You can't pick a single policy, but, you know, you can apparently go and you can have like a million pronouns that you can select. These are just, this is just dumb. So yeah, you have also, what is A, M, what? I don't even know what some of these are. I swear there's new ones, Kane. There are new ones. I'm positive that
there's
there are
always
new ones.
I'm always discovering ones I've never seen before. Always.
Z-Zem.
I've heard
A-M-E-Y-E-M. I'm right now years old hearing this one.
I've never seen that one.
A-M? Like there's they, them.
So they're a morning person.
So there's they, them, and just take off the th part. So instead of T-H-E-Y-T-H-E-M, it's just E-Y-E-M. Why?
What?
Okay, we're going to Google pronouns AM. Oh my gosh.
What's it mean?
I don't even know.
Even Google doesn't know?
I guess if you're offended by
what? By lisps? If you're offended by lisps, you're an M or an
oh my gosh.
Am.
They can be used by anybody, and they dropped. Yeah, that's literally it. Okay, so the person who the nitwit who created this in 1975, Christine Elverson of Skokie, Illinois, won a contest by the Chicago Association of Business Communicators to find replacements for she and he and him and her, and she created A and M and air by dropping from the words. So you would say A went to the store. I met M today. What? So that's the nominative and then accusative. And then you have the pronominal and possessive. A walked air dog today. Wait, or, yeah, what?
The majority of people that I see online have a hard time grasping English the way we grew up with.
Half of the people don't even know the difference between there and there.
Right.
Okay.
This is only making things worse.
This is going to make it dumber. This is making it dumber. I can't even. So then you have Z in here.
What?
Yeah. Okay, I'm confused. Guys, roll with me. So you have Z, and in case you haven't seen it, I'm going to make sure that we have this in Slack, because it's literally the dumbest thing you're ever going to see. So you guys can see what's on it. So you have Z and here, Z-E, and then H-I-R, and then A and M, E-Y-E-M, and then is it Z and Zem, Z, or X-E and X-E-M? Like, what is the difference between X-E and Z-E? It's both Z.
What's the difference between who and who? Look at that right one.
That's what we're talking about. It's short for a human.
I know, but that's dumb. That is dumb.
Oh, my gosh. That's what we got, ladies and gentlemen.
They're literally the same two letters.
Yeah. You get to pick your pronouns.
But because one's capitalized, I guess?
Asking me things. Like, I know this. This is Lewis Carroll is rolling his eyes and his body in his grave right now. Juan is showing you on the simulcast right now I mean, dude, so can someone please, I don't understand the hoo-hoo. That sounds like a slang for somebody's noni is what it sounds like. I just... No, it's not, Kane. We're going to drive this car right all the way into the wall.
Too far!
Oh! So you can pick all of these pronouns while you're eating cat food in the desert. You'll have lots of time to think about it. Oh, my gosh!
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.